Diary Fragments, November to December 1904. November 23rd to December 27th, 1904. November 23rd, 1904. San Diego, California. This morning we are thankful to our Heavenly Father that we have encouragement that we shall have water this morning. Brother Palmer informed me the second stream of water had come as large as his hand. I have never seen work carried forward with greater faith and hopefulness. All are of good courage, and the poor, drying up, dying trees are beseeching us by their appearance for refreshing streams of water. November 24th, 1904, San Diego, California. This morning we have still more encouraging, favorable news. What joy is expressed upon every countenance over the promise of a full supply of good, sweet water. There is 14 feet of water in the well. Unexpected. All unexpected. Tools are at the bottom of the well. All have worked most earnestly and hopefully, praying in faith that we should not be disappointed. The water is now a certainty. The trees shall have their refreshing portion. Brother Palmer was so pleased. He expressed his gratitude to God for this great blessing that labor and money invested for machinery for the water plant had brought returns. W.C. White, in company with Brother Ballinger and Sister Gotzian, returned. Brother Ballinger expressed that which it is the privilege of us all to express. Light was shining in his face, and his voice expressed in words appropriate thanksgiving because of the favors received in substantial help from the churches. The donations were much needed to help furnish and fit up the sanitarium. November 26th, 1904. San Diego, California, National City. I have not been able to sleep after 1 o'clock a.m. It is Sabbath day. I am this day 77 years old. I have thinking to do, and I have reason to thank the Lord that he has spared my life. I am pleased that the Lord has favored me with his encouraging grace. I have been sick for more than 1 week with influenza. I have kept my room much of the time. I have been repenting during this more than a week of suffering. My throat and lungs have oft been under congestion. My cough is hard and dry. Expectorate but little. My labors have been quite taxing, and the Lord has greatly blessed me. During the night season, we were in council. After we were planning what we should do, there was one who spoke with clearness and laid out the work that, while my life is spared, we shall secure a home for myself and workers. The W.C. White's time and energies need not be divorced from the work being carried forward and upward. The special energies and capabilities are to be exercised to get out the books that are essential for this last time. We were to place ourselves in the very best possible position for health and for clear, bright spirituality. Faith and works are needed now in clear, distinct lines. While light is being given amid the moral darkness, we must gather every distinct ray of light that will substantiate the truth, bearing aloft the banner for these last days, the third angel's message. The churches need to be set in order, the door of unbelief to be closed. The seducing power of Satan, we are told, will increase in such proportions that if it is possible, he will deceive the very elect. Some are not making straight paths for their feet, and in consequence, the weak will be turned out of the way. Let every soul take the warning. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 6, 15-18, 11-14, Galatians 6, verse 1-9, Ephesians 4, verse 1-32, Ephesians 6, verse 10-17, 2 Timothy. There were many words spoken. Some words do not come to my mind until special occasions. Then the words of caution and warning come. I shall have these warnings come to my mind with great power and force, to rescue souls that are in peril, but do not see themselves in any spiritual danger. December 6, 1904, Los Angeles, California. I cannot sleep this morning after 12 o'clock p.m. I am grateful to my Heavenly Father that I am entirely free from pain this morning. Yet I am weak. I am drawn out in prayer to my Heavenly Father for increased strength, that I may present to the people the most precious and essential truth for this time, and entreat all to preserve the old landmarks that have been searched out, and under the demonstration of the Holy Spirit proclaimed to the world. Many wonderful miracles have been worked in the searching for the truth as for hidden treasure, and the golden treasures of the Word have been substantiated by such remarkable demonstration of the Holy Spirit that all who have had an experience in the work of God since the Bible was opened to our understanding would be sinning against the Holy Ghost to deny the truth. December 26, 1904, Mountain View, California.
I am strongly impressed that my family shall locate here to be near the printing establishment. But the Lord must direct us, for it means a great deal to us to uproot and to resettle, and perhaps have to build. St. Helena has been my refuge, but I have much printing to be done. May the Lord spare my life to do this work before I shall rest in the grave, is my prayer. This has been our purpose, to be within a few miles of the printing office. It would save so much travel. St. Helena has been my refuge, although the time I have passed here has been the most intensely filled with anguish of soul that pen and voice could not describe. December 27, 1904. St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I cannot sleep after 1:30. My mind is intensely active. I would use all the powers of my mind as the Lord's witness and messenger. He has appointed me to keep vividly before the people the great testing truths for this time, because many are blind and deceived and are making room for Satan to come in and deceive, if possible, by the non-committal position of God's people, the very elect.